Which dream of all the dreams, when there's a dream for every star?
Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with Russian-born New York City-based jazz vocalist Anna Kolchina. We caught up with this up-and-coming vocalist about her new 2026 album, Reach for Tomorrow, and her career in the world of jazz. Born in the Soviet Union about 18 hours from Moscow, a young Anna was enthralled with horses, representing strength, movement, and something deeply poetic. Those qualities and feelings went through her at the Music Conservatory in St. Petersburg and to Italy a decade ago, where she met the great and legendary Sheila Jordan, who encouraged her to make the move to New York. Following her debut album from the Japanese Venus label with her Italian group, she finally made the move to New York in 2017. Since then, her growth has been incredible. We get into the whole journey and so much more. Enjoy this interview. Anna, great to meet you. Thank you for taking a minute out today. I appreciate it.
Of course.
So let's begin with this. 6 years ago, this pandemic was changing the world, changing life for all of us, especially musicians. How did you get through that era, and how has it changed the way that you approach music and life today?
It was hard. So I stayed here. I moved in, I moved like a few years before the pandemic to New York. So, and I just started doing things, you know, meeting people and do some gigs and, you know, New York, my first time.
Yeah.
And then pandemic hit it. So, I mean, I'm under the visa, so I'm not a citizen. I'm an artist under the artist visa. So at the time, so I'm sorry, it's a morning for me. I just woke up.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine.
So slow. Sorry. Oh. Yeah. So the thing is, I couldn't leave the country because pandemic started in March. I think during the March, right? It started. Everything closed in March, and I had a Birdland gig scheduled for June or July, I don't remember. So I said to myself, I can't live because I'm not gonna come back. And it was such a huge, you know, big deal for me. So I stayed here and went through difficult times because I couldn't get unemployment, and you know, that was hard. And yeah, so what's the question?
Just getting through the pandemic, which you've answered, just that time period and how it kind of influenced how you create and do things today.
Yeah, just so right after the pandemic, not after, we slowly, you know, slowly get we're getting back to life. So I started to figure out everything again, how to live, you know, how to make music. And it wasn't, it was very, very hard. But my friend, Ilya, he brought me to the studio one day. He wanted to record a song together. So we did. We did record the song together. And he plays guitar. And yeah, I felt alive again. So, and that's how the album started, basically.
Well, the album represents a long journey from Russia to America and, you know, from your first album to now. So talk to me a little bit about how long you had been thinking about making this new album and how good it feels to have it out in the world.
I didn't really think about it. It just happened. You know, sometimes things just get together. It's just itself, you know. It wasn't like, okay, I have to make an album like this and it's going to represent the journey and everything. No, it's just the process of choosing the repertoire for whatever, like for the show, for it's such a huge deal for me, because it's a huge deal to me. I think about the story all the time, so I can't just pick the random songs. I don't know, it's just I like a story. I like to represent a certain, you know, like theme or whatever. And it has to be, I don't know, just getting along, because I know so many songs and I love so many songs. And it's so hard to choose, you know, so that's basically it. So it just got together.
Yeah.
Itself.
So what are you hoping the listener gets from this album?
Honesty, and also I think to me, love and music has the same nature, you know? Because when you listen to the right song or the artist that, you know, hits you the right way, it's, to me at least, it's exact same feeling when you're falling in love. That's exact same thing. So I hope it will speaks that way, you know, because I think love and music is what we have to stick with, especially right now, you know. That's the thing. Yeah, but I can't, again, you can't do something to expect someone to feel or someone, again, it's like, again, love someone. You can't expect them to love you back, but it doesn't mean you bad or they not good enough. It just sometimes it's not, you know, come together. So that's what you can't expect. You just have to give, you know, that's what it is, to me at least.
For sure. So, how did a girl that was born 18 hours from Moscow find her way to singing and jazz and America and the career that you have today? How did it all begin?
Oh, it was a long time ago. My brother, he plays saxophone. He's a musician. He's 10 years older than me. And that's basically how it started because it was so cool. And you know, it's hard to explain it right now, like having just a few minutes, because I'm 42 years old, first of all. So, and I'm not saying I'm from the village, but at that time I didn't have a computer at home. I didn't have an internet, you know, when I started the journey. So I had just a few recordings from somewhere, you know, and my brother, he started playing jazz music, and that was so cool because I've been doing classical music as a kid, you know, playing piano and the choir and, you know, just basic education. And he started doing jazz and with his friends, and it was so cool. It was so like, I mean, magic. So that's how I just got into it.
Who were some vocalists or musicians, albums that you were listening to that influenced the way that you found your voice?
A lot of them. So I don't really. There's so many people on that list, and I have the certain like periods of time that I stick with a certain artist, but of course all names we all know, you know, like Frank and Ella and Sarah and Carmen. That's, I mean, for sure. But also through the years, I noticed that also my two favorite, like all-time favorites, is Abbey Lincoln and Little Jimmy Scott. It's just like, I don't know, there's so much, and I'm pretty sure I sing, my style is so much different from their style, but it's not about like how you sing. You can't copy. I mean, you can actually, you do, you can copy someone, but it's just like something deeper than, you know, like this style itself or like the form. You know, I love they sing from somewhere. I don't know. It's just so cool.
Yeah, I get it. So, do you remember the first live show that you saw, whether it was jazz or otherwise, that inspired you to think, I want to do that one day. I want to be up there on that stage?
Oh, it depends. Because it's also stages, you know, like I don't know. It's just like I've been on stage since I was like 6, maybe even 5 years old.
Okay.
I did the theater, you know, I did dancing, so many things. But if we're talking about jazz specifically, of course, again, when I knew so little about it, like anything could inspire me, like the coolest how they act on stage, you know, how they're free, like do whatever they want. At that time, I thought they never practice, they just play, you know, whatever. Not true, as we all know. But if we're talking about like kind of mature, the kind of when I okay, I would say it's Barry Harris. It changed my whole vision completely. When I first time went to Italy for his workshop, I just finally got it, that music, I think. You know, the deepness of it. It's not just go on stage and like fool around and whatever. It's just like how deep this music actually is.
Yeah. So was it always a dream of yours to get to America?
Never. No, I mean, I never thought about it.
Okay.
It's just again, it's only purely because of music. I love St. Petersburg, which is my family live in St. Petersburg, and I moved there. Yeah, so I tell everyone that I'm from St. Petersburg, which is partially true. I was born in Ufa in Bashkortostan, but I moved to, yeah, so St. Petersburg's huge part of my life. It's beautiful. I have friends and family there. So if I would ever move somewhere, that would be probably Europe. It's more like, chill. That's my style, But I love New York. I really, really love it. But it's because of music. I can't imagine this city without the right soundtrack,
Yeah.
without jazz. So it's, yeah.
And New York launches a billion dreams for all of us when we think about jazz. There's so many stages and so many places, from Birdland to the Vanguard, all these places. What was the first place that you sang at, the first stage that you got on where you felt like, I can't believe I'm on this stage? It was kind of a dream come true moment.
I would say that was Berlin. Yeah, I think so. I think Berlin was before Mesro. Yeah, I think first show was with Berlin and then Mesro. So both of those stages. Both of them. Because I was watching I mean, I love Berlin, but Mesro is much more meaningful to me because from Russia I've been watching the streaming from those clubs,
Yeah.
5 a.m. in the morning because the time difference. So I was just, yeah, I couldn't believe.
Yeah. So I'm curious, you love horses, right? When you grew up and loving horses, right?
Yeah, but it's not like I've been loving horses and thinking about them every day. It's not like I'm obsessed with them.
Right.
I'm trying to explain. So when it just yes, it just kind of it's been with me through the whole, because again, when I was a kid, I saw the movie and people were riding horses and was like, oh my God, this is like, how's that possible? But I always kind of been afraid of them because they're big, and I'm not a scared person, it's not easy to scare me, but I want to be reasonable. So I'm taking a risk if it's like worth it. So go on horse and just I don't know. So so then just when the album got together, it was time to release it. I've been thinking about how what to put on the cover, and again, it just all come together. Had a photo shoot with, it's a real horse, by the way. It's not AI,
Yeah.
it's a real horse.
Good.
Gerda, and she lives in St. Petersburg, so yeah. And then I just realized that it's perfect. It just reflects what I actually wanted to say.
I love it. So, what do you like the best about being a professional musician? What gets you up every day to create music and deliver it to people?
Music itself, nothing else, because the rest of it is so hard.
Right.
And it's just like, oh my God, it's so hard. And it's really, really hard to find the balance in between, because I don't want to chasing gigs. I don't want to. I paid my dues. I think I played places, in between the bathroom and the restroom and the, and door, in the kitchen. And people ask me where's the bathroom while I'm singing. I've been there. I'm grateful for that too. And there are other places, like beautiful places. So my point is, I'm trying not to chase gigs, every single one, which is I would like to sing live more, but I would rather do it for people who needs it, who appreciate it, Not because I think I'm too good for like singing at the restaurant. Not because of that. Because I really want to respect the music,
So I'm curious. It's no secret that coming the Russian people have experienced levels of political fear and things that have repressed art over this over the decades. And America is feeling that for the first time right now, I think, in earnest with what's been going on between the war on immigration, the wars with Iran, just everything that's going on. How weird is that to come into this country thinking you're coming in to this level of freedom and escaping something that was somewhat repressive? How is that? How do you juxtapose those two worlds?
Honestly, I'm trying not to think about that much because it's a sensitive topic. But I think we should just do what we do. We should bring light to this world, as much as possible. We're not going to change it. But there are terrible people all around the world. And then, especially when people started moving from Russia, because they're not feeling, and they come here and then, like, okay, so, or somewhere else, like in Europe. But who can guarantee you that tomorrow is going to be the same situation? You can't just throw your life, into that. And I think so. It's for, like, to me, personally. So I'm just trying to stick with music as much as possible with friends and try not to get involved in any like fights about the politics and stuff. It's hard, but again, we just have to do what we can, and what we can is to make music, be kind to each other.
I
That's
love it. I totally agree. So everyone has a perception of you. Family, friends, fans, everyone on the bandstand you play with, but you run the show. What's your perception of you? Who do you think you are?
I didn't think about it, It's always a thrill. It's always it's hard again, because people were they there, they're listening, and you want it or not, but you send the message, the certain message, Again, I think you just have to respect the audience, you have to be kind to them, and just do your thing. And again, you can't predict what's going to happen, how they're going to react. You know.
I agree. So let me ask you this. If you were to get into a time machine and go back in time and see one jazz show, one concert, any stage, any time, anywhere, where are you going? Who are you going to see?
It's hard to say. So many.
You're right. It could be a few.
I think Louis Armstrong. I think so. Yeah. He's such a shining light, Just I think I can't even imagine how it would be.
It would be mind-blowing because I'll get that answer of like whether it's on like a riverboat going down the water and it's like old time, the early band. I just couldn't imagine how organic and wonderful because As you very well know, there's a huge difference between being in a room and hearing all of these instruments and voices meld versus a recording that kind of squashes all of that down, right?
Absolutely. But even through recordings, you can feel that energy. Yes. So
Yeah.
you can't even imagine how could it be.
Yeah.
Wow.
It would be wonderful. So, Reach for Tomorrow, it's streaming everywhere. If anybody wants to get a copy or catch you live or your debut or anything else, where do they go and get that?
On my website, annacolcina.com, and you can find everything there.
Okay.
Drop me a line.
I will put links in the show notes. So great to catch up. Thank you so much for taking a minute out today. Best of luck with everything. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It was nice talking to you.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players and minds in Russia, New York City, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. And thanks to Anna for swinging on by the show. If you want to hear more Neon Jazz interviews, you can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to us at YouTube. And for everything Neon Jazz, go to the neonjazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
So many stars.
Neon Jazz.